praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This series we're teaching on is called Proactive Healing. I will teach you how to walk in divine health in this series, show you how to walk with God so you won't have to have any sickness and any disease. Now, there will be a number at the end of the program and a website where you can contact us and you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they're all free and postpaid. Praise the Lord Jesus.
But anyway, I have literally had the privilege to take my Bible and set it down and go somewhere to a home with somebody that's afflicted and tormented and say, you two or whatever, three or four, open your Word, and today I'm going to lead you through the Word of God. And 4, 5, and 6 hours later, I have never opened my Bible, and the only thing that's come out of my mouth for 4, 5, or 6 hours is the Word of God. And I see people get up off their deathbeds healed at the end of that, because they're sitting there with their Word in their lap looking at what I'm saying. Because I'd say, don't you ever believe anything I tell you if you don't see it in your Word. And when I teach people like that, they get healed. But you have to hide the Word in your heart. And you'll not be able to do that until you learn how to kick the devil out of your life. Now then, you can't kick him out until you start walking holy before the Lord. When you confess all of your sins, give no place to the devil, then you have authority over the devil to kick him out. But you can't kick him out if you're living with a man out of wedlock, living with a woman out of wedlock. You can't kick the devil out of your life. If you're constantly lying every day to everybody that comes around, you can't kick the devil out of your life. He's got legal right because you're giving it to him. If you're walking in unforgiveness toward 2 or 3 people, you can't kick the devil out of your life. He's got legal right to be there. The Lord said He would send him to you if you do that. So we wonder why our world's going to hell in a handbasket, and it's because we as Christians are living in hell. We're living in the devil's realm on this earth and not walking obedient to the Lord. And that's why He makes us sick and afflicts us and torments us. So the proactive approach to healing is to not live in those realms, to live holy before the King. Because He said right there what He would do to you if you didn't serve Him with joyfulness. Have you ever thought about waking up in the morning and be joyful to the Lord? Bowing down before Him and praising Him and worshiping Him? Some people do. And some people have never done that in their life. Never. And with a gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. When I begin to learn these things, that's when I begin to bow in the cafeteria. I mean, I didn't care how many people was there. How many of you know that you have to die to self to serve the King? Because you know what? If you don't die to self, if you say, somebody says, Thurman, would you come down to this hospital and lay hands on this sick man? He's on his deathbed. And the doctor says he's going to die before tonight. Guess what? If I'm still living for me, and I have to walk down there, I'm going to say, I can't do that, because if he don't get well, I'm going to look like a fool and everybody's going to laugh at me. But so I die to self. I don't care what anybody says about me no more. I could care less. All I want to do is please one, and that's the King. And if I walk holy before Him and please Him, guess what He's going to do through me to you? He's going to do great and mighty things. Because you walk holy before Him. He says, deny yourself and take up my cross and walk with me every day. And that's hard to do. It's very hard to do. But it can be done, and He wouldn't have told us to do it if we couldn't have done it. We're going to have to determine what the Word done it. We're going to have to determine what the word diligent means. Ma'am? Yeah, Exodus chapter 15, verse 25. Yeah, this is just a teaching form. I mean, I'm just one of y'all kids serving the Lord. If you got a question, you know, I can't see you out there because the lights are so bright.
It's not the right verse.
Sir?
It's not the right verse. Not the right verse. Doesn't
say that.
It says,
"Whosoever
asks the Lord and the Lord truly giveth free." That's verse 25.
Exodus 15.
It's talking about Moses.
What did I do when I, you know, this, I don't know what I did there. In Exodus 15, I use Word for a processor. And those guys have put some stuff in there that when you go from one, any of you people that use computers, you know what I'm talking about. A lot of times when you go to hit enter and you go down, if it's already got a number, it'll put another number for you in there, which will be the wrong one. You know what I'm saying?
26?
Okay, if it's verse 26. Okay, so I'll have to remind myself to make that change on my outline. That's verse 26. But I have to really watch that because... Sure. You know, it is amazing how that, for those of you that use Word, you know what I'm talking about, because you can start down a list. If you put a 1 right here, the next one will put a 2 there. Now, you might be want to put verse 1 there, and the next one may be verse 25, but it won't be verse 25. You can put it on, it'll erase it and put 2 there. So you have to really watch it when you're doing this stuff. But anyway, so it's Exodus 15:26, right? Okay. And he said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and will do that which is right in his sight, not the sight of the world, but will do that which is right in his sight and will give ear to his commandments and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Is that awesome or is that awesome? But what are you going to have to do to be healed? I mean, Lord, you mean I got to do... Can't I just do some of these things you told me to do? Can I still kind of cut up with the world and laugh, and can I still tell dirty jokes? I mean, Lord, the people at work are going to think I'm kind of goofy if I don't, you know, kind of fit in with the crowd. He says, no. You can't do that, son. Not if you want to walk healed. You're going to have to do, let's see, Lord, let me read that again. If I will every once in a while hearken to the voice of the Lord and will do that which is right in my boss's sight, and I will give ear to some of his commandments and keep some of his statutes, then I can walk healed. Is that not what that said? So guess what set of rules we're going to have to walk by if we want to walk healed? You know, it's amazing the people that come to me since I've learned these things, and they'll hear about me and they'll call me and they'll come to my home and say, we want to, well, all kinds of things. My hand is crippled and I want the Lord to heal my hand because I could just do my work so much better if the Lord would heal my hand. I said, well, what do you do with a hand? Well, it's not important that you know that. I said, well, it might be. Because it might change the way I would pray. Well, I'm a card dealer. So you want to be able to shift the cards? You want to be able to do that easier and quicker? Well, yeah, my hand's getting kind of stiff, and I have trouble with this arthritis. So if the Lord would heal me, then I could really deal in cards quick and slick. I said, I don't think that's what the Lord wants you to do, to be gambling. So I don't think I'm going to waste my time to pray for you. I mean, why should I waste my time praying for you if you're going to do something? In other words, who did I tell you a while ago the healer is? It's God. But if I pray for you and then he don't get healed, that's just like a woman at work the other day, 8 or 10 months ago. She came to me and she said, Thurman, my mother is sick. Would you pray for her healing? I said, yes, I will. And so I prayed for her mother's healing. And her mother was healed. And 6 months later, her mother's sick again. So the other day, she called one of my men in. And she said, you know, I'm very disappointed in your boss. He said, what do you mean you're very disappointed in my boss? Said, he prayed for my mother about a year ago and said, she's sick. He said, well, did she get healed? Well, yeah, after he prayed for her, she got healed. Said she was okay for about 6 months. And said, but now that she's sick again. He said, well, I've learned a few things listening to Thurman teach. Said, did your mother start going back to church? Well, no. Did you start going back to church? Well, no. So what is it you don't understand about being disobedient? Well, she said, you mean I got to be obedient to walk healed? He said, that's the way I'm understanding the word. Is that what God said? I mean, so if I don't tell it to you just like it is, if you listen to it some other way and you do it some other way, guess what's not going to work for you? You're not going to walk healed. You're not going to be able to have power over the devil. You're going to have to do it God's way. And he said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and will do that which is right in his sight, not the world, in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's pretty clear, isn't it?
When I'm talking to people and I say something like that and quote that, there's two things that I receive as rebuttals. One is that was in that time and that doesn't apply to us now, first thing. And the second thing is when they think that diseases refers to spirit or healing refers only to spiritual things, not physical things. How would you respond to that?
Well, I don't think you can be any clearer than what the Lord says right there. I mean, how many of you, let me get down to where I can see, how many of you have a problem understanding what Jesus just said right there in Deuteronomy? Did anybody in here not understand when he says, if Jack will diligently, now I mean, if your name is Jack, I'm sorry. I don't know anybody. If Jack will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and will do that which is right in God's sight and will give ear to his commandments and keep all of his statutes, I, God, will put none of these diseases upon you, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I mean, how can you mess that up? Is that pretty clear or not? I think it's very clear. So the thing about it is,
so I'm going to teach the Word of God just exactly like it's written. So if you want to do what I do, I guarantee you can walk in divine health.
If you want to be sick and put God to the test, go ahead and try him. You know, I'm not God. I have just learned how to make it work. Just like there's a young man. In fact, this young lady knows this young man. In fact, this young man right here is the one who asked this pastor out at Prestonwood Baptist Church a month or two ago. She said, I would like for this man to come out to our church in Prestonwood and teach a healing school and a prayer school. And he said, why? And she said, well, I met him a few months ago and said, in the few months I've known him, I have seen more miracles.
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching. We'll start again tomorrow right there at the very same place. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed this teaching on proactive healing. If you would like this teaching in its entirety, if you will give us a phone call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web, www.tlsm.org, tlsm.org, and there you can order this information free and postpaid in its entirety, in its entire teaching, or you can go to the website and you can listen to each one of these individual programs over every day. Praise the Lord Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Praise His holy name.